If it's Friday, it must be Larry Weber on the line with us this morning. Larry, good morning.
Good morning to you, too. What a phenomenal morning.
Oh, is it beautiful. We're getting light earlier and earlier and earlier in the morning. We've had some gorgeous mornings this week, Larry, with the stars so close you could almost touch them, and all of the colors in the dawn sky. It's really just absolutely been gorgeous.
You don't need me to say anything. You're doing a good job.
I can say that it's pretty, Larry. Oh, and by the way, talk about hiding your light under a bushel. So I get this email from the university, Larry, about the upcoming Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards ceremony. And there on the list, the very first book listed under nonfiction, nominated for the Northeastern Minnesota Book Award, Backyard Almanac, 365 Days of Northern Natural History, Larry Weber, illustrated by Judy Gibbs. So how about that, Mr. Northeastern Minnesota Book Award nominee?
Well, I might mention that the reason it was number one on the list is system alphabetically.
Still, Larry, I'm just saying, it's on the list, Larry. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting thing to look forward to every spring. This is an awards. They wouldn't have to do something like that. So I really appreciate that that is done. It is also been a time where I have met some phenomenal people. Many, many wonderful authors and just knowledgeable people about various aspects of publishing and books and so forth that are out there. And they've had excellent speakers over the years, too. So, yeah, if anybody has something they want to do, it might be good to go through and find that out, what's happening.
Well,
meanwhile,
Larry, I've got to interrupt you one last time, and I have to embarrass you a little bit, because this is an offer that you made before you were nominated for this award. But Larry Weber has made available some copies of this book that we can offer you as a thank you gift when you call now with your membership pledge, 726-7181, and at that $150 level, we'll give you a copy of Larry's NEMBA-nominated book and our new KUMD coffee mug bundled together at that $150 membership level. All you need to do is call 726-7181. And again, Larry said, you can have some copies of my little book. And he said that before he was nominated and became a very big deal. Just want to let you know.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. That was quite a pitch. I appreciate it. I might also mention that if you took a look in that book for the entries for these few days, it has lived right up to pace. Yesterday was a good example. On the 16th, I write about the reoccurrence of bumblebees. Bumblebees have a colony, and then as the season gets along into autumn, the whole colony dies except for the queen. And she goes off and she finds a nice spot somewhere to hibernate, or as in the world of insects, it's called dormancy or diapause. And she goes into this long dormant period, and then she wakes and comes out. She starts to look around at where she can find a new colony, and this is most apparent at this time of April. And yesterday I was in the garden, and right there among the old mulch from last year, there was a bumblebee, so right there on schedule. Other things of note that I wrote about for these days in April are things like the arrival of a hermit thrush. Well, one of them was singing this morning when I was walking. The first arrival of warblers being the yellow-rumped warbler, and yesterday as I sat in the backyard, I saw two of them. The arrival of the yellow-bellied sapsucker, and they arrived a couple of days ago, and they have been drumming and calling in the yard a great deal ever since. So there's a lot going on at this time, and this time is looking pretty good. Now, the last couple Aprils, I missed the mark quite a bit because of the kind of April we had. And it's interesting, when I spoke last week, we still had ice on the lake. Matter of fact, during my walk on April 9, that was Thursday of last week, I was even able to walk on the ice at one bay I was walking along. Well, the ice went out a great deal that day on April 10, and then on Saturday, April 11, we had a complete ice out. Now, I watch five lakes that are in the neighborhood here, and every one of the five lakes had ice out at that time. It's hard to believe that there was still ice on the lake a week ago because so many things that have happened. Then that was followed by Sunday, where we had a record-setting temperature of 76 degrees, followed in the evening by a pretty good thunder shower. Depending on where you were, we got 3/4 inch of rain here, which is just spectacular, and that added to the grasses, making a tremendous amount of greening. Now, if you had a one aspect to say about the weather of April in this area for this year, it would probably be dry and fire hazards. There's fire hazard throughout the state right now. Well, our thunder shower we got on last Sunday, followed by the greening, has slowed it down a bit. But nevertheless, it's still a fire danger time, and we are still very dry. As a matter of fact, we are so far below normal for this time of year that it's almost embarrassing. The 2015 so far is less than half of what we normally have at this time. So it's almost embarrassing. Other things of note, you mentioned the starlight this morning, and yeah, we are at the new moon phase, and new moon phase is always a terrific time to get out and take a look. We are seeing the planets of Jupiter and Venus very well in the evenings, and I've been very much enjoying the walks, because in addition to all the stars, we have a tremendous amount of frogs. Now, once again, it's hard to believe that a week ago today we didn't have any frogs that were calling. But on the 11th, on Saturday, both the chorus frog and the wood frog started to call. And then a couple of days later, on the 15th, the spring peepers started to join them. This trio is always the early ones of the season. And they put on quite a show, and it's just been amazing lately. The wood frogs, especially, they sound like a bunch of quacking ducks, but they are out there in huge numbers. I was quite surprised to hear them calling this morning. They do most of their calling in late afternoon and evenings when the temperature is a bit warmer. When it cools off in the morning, they also cool off and quiet down. But this morning, apparently, there was still warmth enough that they could continue to do their calling. There are other frogs that will be joining them a little bit later in the season. Before the month of April is over, I expect to be hearing the leopard frogs as well. In addition to that, out in the lake, I have seen both the snapping turtles and the painted turtles. Turtles spend the winter under the water, down on the bottom. They don't quite go into a hibernation, but they slow down a great deal. The three frogs that I mentioned, chorus frog, wood frog, and spring peeper, all spend winter up on land. And for them, they don't have to come wait until the ice out. They just wait until the warmer temperatures. Ice out to them means just a place to go back to lay their eggs. Other things of note, this is for me a fabulous discovery, but I saw the first orb web. That's the circular webs of spiders that we see mostly later in the summer. I saw the first one of those this week, and that's always, for me, a terrific sighting to see that in late April. We have a few wildflowers still starting to come up. I've seen the plant themselves, but not very much of the flower. The only one I've seen in bloom is hepatica, but I expect very soon that we're going to have bloodroots, anemones, and spring beauties all coming to bloom. I wouldn't be surprised if by next week this time I mention all of those are in bloom. But when it comes to plants, maybe the thing that's most noticeable right now is the catkins that are hanging from the trees. I mentioned last week how this will be an occurrence that are happening, but boy, it just took off. And if you're driving down anywhere or taking a walk or a bike ride and there's quaking aspens nearby, you'll probably see these gray things hanging from them. Those are the catkins, and they show up every spring, and they produce pollen. They drift off in the breeze. Willow trees have similar things. There's both male and female catkins, and in the case of willows, The male catkins are quite yellow. The female catkins are more of a greenish color. Alders have their catkins. Hazel, that I talked about last week, yeah, they have their catkins right now. And it's just beautiful that in my backyard, in the yards of many other people in the area, red maples are in bloom right now. And they're just spectacular. And it's not a catkin, but it's just a beautiful reddish flower. And in a few places, we have a small tree that has yellow flowers right now called Leatherwood that's in bloom. The greening month is May, when we actually have the foliage coming out. But it's just starting right now. And I saw the first one on elderberry. I saw that just a couple days ago. So once again, we are picking up pace here. I expect we're going to be greening a little bit quicker than normal. And for people of concern about fires, that's really an important thing. That's one of the things that slows down the fires as we progress. The lakes are gotten open this week, and that means the loons have arrived. So, Lisa, we are getting spring in the Northland. And here's two thoughts to think about. One of them is that by this time, each of the last two springs, we had a rather substantial snow cover, and the ice was still covering on the lake. So this is a change from this year and the last couple years.
One of the things about social media is the ability of different little programs to, every so often, it's kind of social media phonology. It'll go back and tell you what you posted a year ago today. And yeah, lots of snow. I posted a lot of stuff about snow warnings and a lot of snow covered this, that, and the next thing. And I've been spending some time sitting on the setting porch, Larry. I'm a pretty happy girl. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Larry. There's a little possible snow in the forecast, but I really don't think we're going to get very much.
I haven't gotten that far, and I'm going to ignore it when I get there.
Okay.
It's going to be the redacted forecast that I'm offering this morning, I think.
Well,
and Larry, let's take just a moment to congratulate you again on your NEMBA Award nomination, and we'll be letting folks know more about NEMBA as time goes on. Remind folks that your copy of Backyard Almanac, we're bundling it together with our new KUMD coffee mug, they seem to go together beautifully, and offering that at the $150 membership level when folks call now at 726-7181. And to take just a moment again and thank you for decades of service to us here at KUMD. You are one of the people/features on Northland Morning that folks always mention when they call at this time of day. They say they love Larry Weber. They love Laura Erickson. So our Laura and Larry team, it's really a good thing for us here at KUMD. And I just wanted to remember to say thank you.
Well, thank you for the comments, and thank you for the plug about the book. So take care.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Larry Weber, our host, every Friday for Backyard Almanac right here on KUMD. And once again, Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac and a KUMD coffee mug bundled together at that $150 membership level. It's just $12.50 a month when you call now, 726-7181.